Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Are you concerned about equality and fair treatment for African Americans? Do you believe in a future where our communities are safe from both crime and overpolicing? President Biden's administration is making major decisions, and we need your voice to be heard. The proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is in its final stages of approval, and black and brown law enforcement executives have said it could have dire unintended consequences for African Americans. The clock is ticking. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414 and ask him to stop this proposed menthol rule. The ban on menthol could lead to an illicit market and increased crime in our communities. Call President Biden and demand that he halt the ban on menthol until there's a review of the investigative findings. Let's make sure that overpolicing and racial profiling come to an end. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414. Tell him to stop targeting African Americans with a menthol ban. Time is running out. This message is paid for by Alliance for Fair and Equitable Policy.
The views expressed in the following program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of Saga 960 AM or its management.
Seeking truth and justice in a battleground of deception and corruption, this is The Richard Serrett Show.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, stick your head out and yell, I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
We must not allow ourselves to be intimidated. Our task is not only to win the battle, but to win the war.
Pity we're not in Kansas anymore.
Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting.
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone!
And welcome to hour two of The Richard Serrett Show. I should say hour two of the best of The Richard Serrett Show, and I hope you're enjoying these previously enjoyed conversations. And I will be back live on Tuesday, September the 5th, Tuesday, September the 5th, the day after Labor Day. And I hope to be well rested and refreshed after a summer off in Greece and ready to do battle once again, ready to resume the battle of our lifetime. And as I always say, my role here on this radio program is not to win the hearts and minds of people on the left. My role is to defeat and demoralize the left. Now, a few may wake up and join the righteous cause. A few may decide very late in the game they'd rather be on the right side of history. That's their business. And if they choose this path, I wish them well. But I'm not going to waste my time or energy trying to rationalize with the irrational. I'm not going to waste my time or energy utilizing logic with the illogical. I'm not here to awaken the sheep. It's too late in the game for that. I am here to gather the lions. And I am here live right now, however, for one very specific reason. And I've been telling you about this all summer long when I was broadcasting from Athens and from the Peloponnese, southern Greece. I've been telling you how you must simply go to Greece. Yes, it's the land of philosophy and drama and democracy and mythology. It's the land of the olive and the lemon and honey. It's a country of mountains and vineyards and, of course, olive groves and orange and lemon groves. The land of the sea, the land of the sun, the sand. But to me, more than the history and the food and the scenery, Greece is a feeling. It's a feeling I get whenever I'm there. And I've been going there with the family since 2011. It's a feeling of freedom. As I say, it pains me to say this, but I feel more free in Greece these days than I do in Canada. But it's mostly about the people. I love the Greek people. I love their values. They value their faith and their culture and their language. They're so proud of their language. But most of all, their families. They love and devote themselves to their families. Greece, if I had to sum up Greece in one word, it is family. And then I would say the state and the government way down on the list. Yes, they love their country. They love their flag, of course, but it's they put it in the proper perspective. The Greeks, they tolerate their government. Let's put it that way. And if they feel they're being abused or taken advantage of, or the government is overstepping, and this is where we could learn a lot from the Greeks, they take to the streets. They protest. Or, and I'm not condoning violent protest, or they simply ignore the various government edicts. Whatever, they say. For them, again, it's about family. They love children, not just their own. They love everyone's children. They value children. And this is why Greece is my second home and why I will continue to go back again and again and again. It's why the very first time I set foot in a village in the mountains in southern Greece, I felt an immediate connection. And I remember I said this out loud, I want to live here and I want to die here. So, all that being said, you must go to Greece and experience all of this for yourself. And of course, all summer long, I've been trying to help you make that happen, along with Petros Karyakakis, the general manager at the incredible five-star luxurious Cretan Dream Resort and Spa on the Greek island of Crete. Well, today is the day. This is it. And thank you, all of you. And I understand there were thousands of entries, I'm told. Anyway, it all comes down to today, to right now. I have in my hand an envelope. It was delivered to me by the auditors at Price Waterhouse. That's actually the Academy Awards. But however, I do have a sealed envelope. It arrived today by registered mail from the management of Saga 960. So I'm going to open this. Just give me a second here. Okay. And right here on this piece of paper is the name of the winner of a seven-night stay at the Cretan Dream Resort, which is good anytime between June and September of next year, 2024. Jacob, do we have, I don't know, a drum roll or a timpani? All right, let's play that. I can't hear it. Is it playing now? Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this? This is exciting. Congratulations to Caroline Vivieros. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Caroline or Carolyn Vivieros. Carolyn Vivieros. You are going to Greece. You are going to the island of Crete and the Cretan Dream Resort and Spa. Opa! Carolyn Vivieros will be packing her bags next summer and heading to Greece. Carolyn, our good friends at the Cretan Dream Resort and Spa will be reaching out to you next week with all of the details. And there you go. And I hope we can do this again next year. I know I'll be in Greece next summer. I hope some of you will be there as well, along with Caroline or Carolyn Vivieros. There you go. How exciting is that, Jacob?
Oh, it's so exciting. And I can't say that I'm not a little bit jealous. I've been wanting to, I've actually never stepped foot in Europe before. So to get a trip to Greece is, it's something. All right. Now I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Because a lot of people I've spoken to that have been to Europe, everyone seems to like different areas of it. A lot of people I know like Italy for the food. I've got friends who have had say that the Netherlands and Belgium, that kind of areas is just the most fun. I have friends who like Switzerland because they like the Alps. What about Greece specifically? What about Greece is different? What differentiates it from the rest of Europe in your eyes?
Well, this may come as a surprise, maybe not. I'm not that well traveled. I've traveled extensively in the United States. I've probably been to about 40 out of the 50 states, maybe 42, 43 out of the 50 states. I've been to the Caribbean, Jamaica, St. Martin, Cuba, although I regret going there. I was young and naive. The Dominican Republic. Aside from that, I've been to England, Ireland, and Wales. And then Italy, but only in the airport, and Iceland, only in the airport. But I've been to Greece now, 2011, 2013, 18, 19, 21, six times. So I really can't compare it to the rest of Europe. I mentioned the sense of feeling, the sense of freedom that I have when I'm there. And I think I told this story once before, but this to me sums up sort of the Greek attitude towards authority. And I like to thumb my nose at authority too, as well. But I was looking at some properties in Athens, and I came right from the bus station in Athens. I came up from Kalamata on the bus. I had my two suitcases in my hand, and I went right to the apartment that I was looking at. And the real estate agent was there, and he showed me around, and then he was going to show me another place. And I said, "Well, what do I do? I guess I'll take a taxi to the next place." He says, "No, jump on the back of my motorcycle." I said, "But I got suitcases. I don't have a helmet." He says, "I don't have a helmet. We're not wearing helmets." So he gets on the motorcycle. I can barely hold on to the back of the motorcycle because I'm carrying two suitcases. And he's whipping through the back streets and I'm shouting out. I said, "This is the wind is in my hair." I say, "I could never do this in Canada. It wouldn't be allowed." He said, "Welcome to Greece. We make our own rules." And that is it. That's it. It struck me. That's why I love, among many other reasons, that's one of the reasons I love Greece, is their attitude towards authority. I can relate. But yes, the food is just incredible. Fresh ingredients. I go there and I eat like a horse. I never gain weight because they don't have preservatives and a lot of crap in there. I know people that are lactose intolerant, Jacob. They go to Greece. They eat all the ice cream. They drink all the milk and the yogurt they can handle. No problem.
Well, yeah, I had the same thing when I was in Asia last summer. I was away for an entire month and I'm eating all this food. I'm eating all these noodles and all this chicken. And I'm like, I felt like I was going to gain so much weight. I came back home. I lost 10 pounds.
There you go. Yes. You're young. You have no familial responsibilities aside from your parents, of course. And that. So travel, the best education. I would say anyone, it's even more important than college and university. I wish I had traveled more, but I'm doing a little bit now anyway. So again, congratulations to Caroline or Carolyn Vivieros. Again, our good friends at the Cretan Dream Resort and Spa will be in touch with you next week. And she's off to Crete sometime between June and September of 2024.
Are you concerned about equality and fair treatment for African Americans? Do you believe in a future where our communities are safe from both crime and over-policing? President Biden's administration is making major decisions, and we need your voice to be heard. The proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is in its final stages of approval, and Black and brown law enforcement executives have said it could have dire, unintended consequences for African Americans. The clock is ticking. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414 and ask him to stop this proposed menthol rule. The ban on menthol could lead to an illicit market and increased crime in our communities. Call President Biden and demand that he halt the ban on menthol until there's a review of the investigative findings. Let's make sure that over-policing and racial profiling come to an end. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414. Tell him to stop targeting African Americans with a menthol ban. Time is running out. This message is paid for by Alliance for Fair and Equitable Policy.